Welcome to Project Renew, a haven where nurses come to find peace, clarity, and rejuvenation. I'm Yona, your fellow nurse and host, passionate about guiding you towards a renewed sense of mental and emotional well-being. In each episode, we'll dive into the heart of what it means to care for others while also caring for ourselves. We'll explore themes of resilience, self-care, and healing, all tailored to the unique experiences of nurses. This is more than a podcast. It's a community where we come together to support, uplift, and empower one another. Whether you're seeking a moment of tranquility in a busy day or a companion in your journey of self-care, you're in the right place. So let's embark on this journey of restoration and renewal, creating a space where your mental health is the priority. Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to another heartfelt episode of Project Renew. I'm Yona, and it's a joy to have you with us today. You know, as a nurse and a founder of Project Renew, I've walked the same hallways, faced similar challenges, and shared in the joys and sorrows that make up our nursing journey. This project, born from my own experiences and a deep desire to support my fellow nurses, is all about nurturing our collective well-being and resilience. Our mission here is simple yet profound: to restore, revitalize, and renew not just our professional skills, but our mental and emotional strength as well. So whether you're tuning in after a long shift or during a well-deserved break, let's journey together towards healing and empowerment. Today, we delve into a topic close to my heart: reclaiming power, how nurses can take control of their healing journey. It's all about finding that inner strength and tools to nurture our well-being amidst the complexities of our nursing roles. So get comfy and let's embark on this journey of healing and empowerment together. Okay, let's ground ourselves with a quote that resonates deeply in our nursing hearts. Healing is an art. It takes time, it takes practice, and it takes love. This thought captures the essence of our mission. Healing is not a one-time event, but a continuous journey that requires patience, dedication, and a whole lot of self-love. As nurses, we're often so focused on healing others that we forget to turn that compassionate care inward. Today, we're going to flip the script. We're going to talk about how you, as a nurse, can tap into your inner strength and wisdom to nurture your own mental health. In our world of nursing, we're often the caregivers, the ones holding everything together. But there was this one moment in my journey when I realized I needed care too. I can vividly remember that day when it hit me like a ton of bricks, emotionally drained, physically exhausted. The signs had been there all along. Those never-ending shifts, the constant pressure, it was like a silent cry for help that I'd been ignoring. And then out of the blue, a health scare came crashing into my life. It was as if life itself tapped me on the shoulder, whispering, "Hey, it's time to take care of yourself." I'd always put my patients first, but this wake-up call made me see I wasn't invincible. that's when it hit me. I had to take charge of my own healing. It wasn't just about bouncing back physically. It was a deeper journey, rethinking how I approach nursing, setting some boundaries, and understanding that asking for help wasn't a sign of weakness, but a display of strength. Now, let me share a story about another nurse I knew. Her passion for nursing shone brightly, but she was caught in a never-ending loop of giving, while her own well ran dry. Watching her struggle was tough. The demands of the job were taking their toll. The spark that once ignited her love for nursing was flickering, leaving her feeling drained and disconnected. What really tugged at my heartstrings was her battle and how it impacted her patients. The quality of her care started to waver, and it was clear she was wrestling with her own challenges. It was a stark reminder of just how vital self-care is in our line of work. I tried to support her as best as I could, but breaking free from the clutches of burnout is one heck of a fight. Her situation mirrored the delicate balancing act we as nurses constantly find ourselves in, caring for others while often neglecting our own well-being. These experiences hammered home one thing. Taking control of our healing journey isn't merely an option, it's a necessity. It's about recognizing when to put ourselves first, safeguarding our well-being, and reaching out when we need a hand. By doing so, we not only mend ourselves, but also bring our very best to those we care for. And now, standing tall among the top 10 mental health podcasts in the United States, it's a testament to the importance of this journey. Reclaiming our power in nursing is a deeply emotional and healing odyssey, both for us and for those we care for. It's a poignant reminder that sometimes even the caregivers need a bit of care. Okay, envision yourself in the midst of those particularly challenging shifts. The relentless buzz of fluorescent lights overhead, the never-ending beeps of monitors. It's a symphony of chaos that surrounds you. You're darting from one patient to the next, juggling medical charts and medication schedules. Your mind is racing just to keep up. You recognize this exhaustion. It's the same one that's been creeping into your days, making each shift feel like a monumental mountain to climb. And in that moment, you make a choice. Instead of soldiering on as you always do, you take a step back. You find a quiet corner, away from the relentless hustle of the ward. You close your eyes and you take a deep, intentional breath. You grant yourself this moment of pause, this small yet profound act of self-care, knowing it's the first step on your journey to reclaim your power. In today's episode of Reclaiming Power, we confront a reality that's all too familiar in our nursing world: burnout and mental health challenges. As nurses, we're constantly giving of ourselves, often until there's little left to give. This relentless cycle of caring can lead us down a path of emotional and physical exhaustion. The issue here is not just about feeling tired or overwhelmed. It's about reaching a point where our ability to provide quality care is compromised and our personal lives start to unravel. Nurse burnout isn't just a personal struggle. It's a systemic issue that affects the heart of healthcare. Addressing nurse burnout, mental health is crucial, not just for our well-being, but for the sustainability of the entire healthcare system. When we're burnt out, our patients don't receive the care they need and deserve. We risk making errors. We struggle to connect with empathy, and the quality of care we're so passionate about providing diminishes. Research from both American and Canadian studies consistently shines a spotlight on the transformative effects of self-care and therapy for nurses' overall well-being. A groundbreaking study published in the American Journal of Nursing illuminated the path to lower stress levels and higher job satisfaction for nurses who embraced regular self-care activities, such as mindfulness and exercise. Similarly, north of the border in Canada, the Canadian Nurses Association conducted a study that revealed a significant improvement in nurses' overall mental health and a reduction in burnout symptoms among those who engaged in therapy and mental health programs. This prevalence of mental health challenges in nursing isn't merely a statistic. It's a reflection of the demanding nature of our profession. We constantly pour our emotional and physical energy, often in high-stress environments. Yet, it's not uncommon for the nursing culture to undervalue the importance of self-care and therapy. These studies are more than just numbers. They're windows into real-life experiences. They underscore the power of taking proactive steps towards nurturing our mental health, whether it's through therapy, mindfulness, or simply carving out time for self-care. As nurses, embracing these strategies isn't just beneficial. It's essential for our ability to provide effective care to others. As we navigate the journey of reclaiming power, let's zero in on tangible, evidence-based solutions that can significantly elevate the mental health of nurses. Here are three key strategies. Number one is prioritize self-care. It might sound deceptively simple, but the act of prioritizing self-care is a profound tool in reclaiming our power. Whether it's dedicating time to regular exercise, engaging in mindfulness practices, or ensuring we get adequate sleep, these actions lay a solid foundation for resilience. A study by the American Nursing Association underscores the positive impact of incorporating self-care routines into our lives, reducing stress and enhancing job satisfaction. Number two is seek professional support. It's crucial to acknowledge that seeking professional support, whether through therapy, counseling, or participation in a support group, it is a vital step. It provides a safe space to process our experiences and develop effective coping strategies. According to research, nurses who engage in therapy or counseling report a significant decrease in symptoms of burnout and a substantial improvement in overall well-being. Number three, foster work-life balance. Actively working toward a healthier work-life balance is essential. This may involve setting boundaries at work, learning to say no when needed, and making room for hobbies and interests outside of nursing. Striking a harmonious balance between our professional and personal lives serves as a buffer against burnout and keeps our passion for nursing alive. Thank you. As we wrap up our journey on reclaiming power, I extend a heartfelt invitation to my fellow nurses. Don't just listen. Immerse yourself in what we've explored today. Let these questions and steps be your guiding light. Take a moment to reflect on the last shift when you felt truly invigorated and fulfilled. Now consider how the demands of your profession are impacting your mental and physical well-being. Are you striking that delicate balance, or do you find yourself overwhelmed? How often do you prioritize self-care in your weekly schedule? Does it still feel like a luxury, or have you recognized it as an absolute necessity in your life as a nurse? Ponder the last time you dedicated precious moments solely for your well-being. Now let's explore the concept of professional support. Have you ever taken the courageous step to seek professional guidance for stress management or burnout? If not, what obstacles have held you back from embracing this form of support? To embark on this journey of positive transformation, consider these small yet profoundly impactful actions. Dedicate yourself to at least one self-care activity each week. Whether it's a rejuvenating walk, a serene yoga session, or simply indulging in a good book, let this be your gift to yourself. As you begin each day, how about invest 5 precious moments in mindfulness or meditation? This brief practice will set a tranquil tone for your day, offering you a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Take that courageous step towards professional support, even if it's merely an initial consultation with a therapist or counselor. Consider it a powerful leap toward a healthier and happier you. And now, as we gently conclude our exploration of reclaiming power, how nurses can take control of their healing journey, let's savor the essence of what we've unraveled today. We've underscored the significance of acknowledging our need for healing and taking proactive strides towards it. We've championed the pivotal role of prioritizing self-care, embracing professional support, and fostering a harmonious work-life balance to enhance our overall well-being. We've celebrated the might of small, deliberate actions in reshaping our journey as nurses. Take care of yourself as if you're the most awesome person you've ever met. These words echo the very core of our discourse, serving as a poignant reminder that our well-being isn't just vital for us, but also for those who entrust us with their care. Now, casting a glimpse into the horizon, our next episode promises an exquisite blend of insight and humor. Join us for joking around on the job when humor is appropriate and when it's not. We'll embark on a captivating journey into the delicate art of humor in nursing. Uncover how it can be a powerful tool for connection and when, occasionally, it's wiser to hold back. So stay tuned for an engaging and perhaps even a chuckle-worthy discussion. Until then, continue taking those small yet mighty steps towards reclaiming your power. And always remember, in the world of nursing, you're never alone. We're here, renewing one heartbeat at a time. And that wraps up today's episode of Project Renew. I'm Yona, and it's been a real joy sharing this time with you. As nurses, we know that nurturing our mental health is as crucial as caring for our patients. My hope is that today's conversation has brought you a bit of solace, enlightenment, or perhaps a chance to pause and reflect. If this episode resonates with you, please consider subscribing and spreading the word among your nursing colleagues. We're in this journey together, and your support means everything. Stay connected with us for more inspiring stories and practical advice at www.projectrenew.co. This is your go-to resource for rejuvenation and growth in our demanding but rewarding field. Tune in to our next episode for more engaging discussions and tips to help you thrive in your nursing career. Until then, take care of yourself as well as you take care of others. Here's to restoring, revitalizing, and renewing our spirits, one episode at a time. Farewell for now, and a heartfelt thank you for joining us on Project Renew.